in the industry. People are being killed and seriously injured. And when we spoke to farmers before we created these ads and asked them what they wanted and what would make a difference, this is exactly what they said they wanted. It has to be in your face, it has to be real, and it has to touch your heart to make a difference.
You know, I'm back and forward to farms myself from time to time. On a very small scale, I have to say, in comparison to the big operators, but even a small farm, it's peppered with, it's, you know, what's the best term? Hurdles is one that I might suggest, pitfalls or whatever. There are so many opportunities to fall foul of something that could injure or worse.
Well, that's right, and that's why we have done a lot of work to try and highlight what the main issues are, so that people can keep an eye out for these things. We're all aware of the tragic incidents around slurry. We've heard about people who have been killed or seriously injured by animals. There's been incidents too where people have fallen off roofs or fallen through roofs, and we have highlighted that. And equipment, and that's tractors and machinery, actually since the year 2000 are the biggest single cause of incidents. And that's why we focused in here in this advert on a tractor. But that could be many of the other implements and machines that are used on farms. And each one of them can be dangerous if people don't take some basic precautions.
Yeah, some very simple things can happen. Another risk might be, you know, machinery is buzzing. It's just sitting there and it's ticking over. It's noisy. And a guy who's lifting something, say, off the back of a link box, maybe a heavy bag of something, he turns to walk across the yard, and a guy going past on a smaller tractor can clip him, or if he's close to a road, it's traffic. Things like that, you're at risk in so many different ways.
That's right, and that's why we have been pushing this message of stopping and thinking. Taking a few seconds or a few minutes, depending on what it is you're doing, to stop and think, is what I'm doing safe? Can I do it in a way which will protect myself or protect other people around me? And you're dead right. With vehicles, we did a demonstration yesterday at the launch of this ad where we got a lot of young farmers. And we put them around a tractor that had the mirrors covered over. And we were able to hide on one side of the tractor alone 8 young farmers who couldn't be seen from the driving position as a result of the mirror being covered over. So that gives you an example of how easy it is. It's large, heavy equipment, it's noisy, and yet for something as simple as a mirror not being available, the additional risk that's created. And this is part of our push and our message today.
Yeah, because some farmers will damage a mirror on a hedge and they never fix it.
Well, that's right, and it's one of the things that we come across, or even a simpler one. People don't wipe the mirror clean, don't wipe the cab door clean before they start a piece of work. And then with the blurred images or not being able to see at all, we all know what farms are like when we work on them. And particularly in weather like this, the mirrors and the windows can become obscured very quickly. And there's simple things like making sure that those are cleaned before you start, or if they get bad, so that you have that visibility and you have a chance to see people before it becomes an accident.
Do you think we're getting closer to legislation that would insist on hard hats, high vis, flashing lights, that beeping sounds when reversing? I know some people already embrace that, but are we getting closer to that, or is it because of the family environment a farm is almost impossible to impose legislation?
It can be difficult, and I don't think at this stage that legislation is the way forward. I think it's about education. It's about getting people within the community to make a difference. You know, bureaucracy is something that farmers dislike, and I don't want to add anything more. What we want to see is a difference made in terms of people looking after themselves and those people that are around them. And you're dead right. Farms are a place where you have both a business operating and usually a family living. And that needs a different approach, both in terms of how we work with and regulate that environment, and in terms of how people work in the farm or on the farm and how they work with their family.
It's an important message to get across. The ad will be up and running on the TV as and from today. Brian, thanks for letting us know about it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Frank. Take care.
Brian Monson from the Health and Safety Executive of Northern Ireland. Here are some startling stats. Since 2000, the turn of the century, there have been 98 farming deaths in Northern Ireland. 11 people lost their lives around slurry tanks. 24 have been involved in incidents with animals where they ended up losing their lives. 18 people have fallen from a height and been killed. 38 people have lost their lives as a result of interaction with farm equipment. There have been 7 other deaths on farms that aren't related to any of the above. And this is probably the most startling stat of all. Since 2000, there have been 14 fatalities related to poor visibility on machinery, and 4 of the people to die were children. So let's hope the farmers are safe and they're taking note of what Brian at the Health and Safety Executive is saying. This is U105. Good morning.